It's our continuing coverage of Pella High boys basketball here on KNIA KRLS. I'm Trevor Castle. Pleased to be joined by Harrison Mullins following a 60-50 victory for Pella over Indianola on Tuesday night. Harry, congratulations, my man. That was a fun game, great finish, and we got the dub. What do you think?
Yeah, man, we played really good team basketball down the stretch, got some stops at the end, and I'm glad I was able to hit some threes since I went through a slump throughout the game. But, you know, I'm excited for what the team can do and how far we can go.
So you built a big early lead. You're up double digits in the first quarter, and then all of a sudden we get to, like, the five-minute mark of this game, and you're down 46-44. Call a timeout. What was Coach saying at that time, right? Still a lot of game left, but you find yourself in a hole.
Yeah, Coach was telling us to calm down, and we knew we needed to get stops, but he just emphasized possession by possession. So I feel like we came out and responded the way we needed to get the win.
And you had hit two big threes earlier. You had three three-pointers in the first half. You mentioned maybe a slump. I'll just call it a little lull that you went through in the third quarter.
Yes, sir.
And you busted out of that big time in the fourth. What'd you see on those shots in the fourth quarter?
I just knew that, I mean, I feel like, you know, I need to be able to shoot the ball well for us to have that success down the stretch, and I feel like I'm just glad I was able to contribute and give my team the best chance to win.
I know Coach preaches a lot in rhythm, right? Catch and shoot threes, yes, or advantage layups. You got the catch and shoot threes tonight. How much does just that mentality and the practice that you put in prepare you to come through in these moments?
Exactly. Just taking rhythm shots, form shots. We do a lot of shooting during practice, so I feel like that contributes to the shooting during the game for all of us, for sure.
Well, you look at Austin and Jack, and they're the two leading scorers on the team throughout the season. But how important is it in your eyes to, you know, kind of pull your weight, right, and make sure that they don't have to do it? Not that they're doing it by themselves, but they need some other people to step up and score in spots, and tonight it was you.
Yes, sir, exactly. I feel like, you know, we can truly do something special, so I just want to be able to pull my weight. And honestly, down the stretch, we're going to need even bigger games from all of us. So I feel like we can do something great, for sure.
Talking with Harrison Mullins of the Pella High boys basketball team. The Dutch beat Indianola 60-50 on Tuesday night. Harry with 15, Austin Schulte with 15, Jack McGuire with 14. And then there's David Garner, 8 points, 7 rebounds, and he did all the dirty stuff tonight. Can you kind of talk about what David, not just tonight, but what does he bring to this team?
David's kind of been our energy bomb throughout the season. I mean, he's been playing defense. He might not be scoring all the time, but, man, does he play really good defense, and I'm just really happy to have him on our team.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's been over this last year. You know, if you look a year ago, like mid-January, David maybe a few minutes a game, but certainly didn't have the role carved out that he does this year. What kind of work has he put in to give himself this opportunity?
He's been playing a lot of basketball, especially during this past summer, so to prepare for the season. So I feel like all the hard work's paying off, and it's paying off in a big way for us.
And that brings our record to 9-2. We're 4-1 in the Little Hawkeye Conference, tied for first place in the LHC. From a player standpoint, what are the things you've talked about with the guys? What are you trying to accomplish during this regular season and kind of big picture?
I feel like during stretches when we're down, having a team together mindset has been the biggest thing, because it's easy to put your head down and start sulking, but I feel like one of the strengths of our team is fighting no matter what, and no matter how hard it gets, we're going to come through and give the best we can no matter what.
A lot of seniors, including yourself, on this year's team. How bad do you guys want to kind of taste that ultimate success in your final year?
We want it bad. We've been working hard for four years. It'd be nice to end it on something really nice, so for sure.
All right, well, up next is Dallas Center Grimes at DCG on Friday night. Just any thoughts about continuing in this very difficult Little Hawkeye Conference?
Exactly. We just got to keep playing team basketball and keep playing good defense, and good defense leads the offense. So, I mean, just approach the game that way, and I feel like we'll have a lot of success.
And then last one for you, Harry. How much was the crowd feeding you tonight when you were knocking down those big shots?
It gets hype. It gets excited. You know, all my friends in the student section, so, I mean, it's awesome to see the smiling faces in the crowd and on the bench cheer me on, and it knows, and I know that I'm not doing it alone, so I'm just grateful to be part of this team and this program.
All right, huge night tonight, Harry. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Best of luck down the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, that's Harrison Mullins of the Pella High boys basketball team. I'm Trevor Castle. Our final score here on Tuesday night, the Pella boys defeat Indianola 60-50.